Thanks for tuning in. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and the time is now 7 o'clock. I'm your host, Riley Ann, and it is my pleasure to be hosting the Coalition of Women Songwriters Showcase this evening on KGNU for Cabaret. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
It's great to have you all here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. And so we have three different performers this evening, and they're going to be performing in the round style, so we will be rotating and giving them each multiple opportunities to share their songs and share their stories. And we're starting this evening with Shanna in a Dress.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome, Shanna.
Hi.
So what tune would you like to start with?
I'm going to play a song called Broken Record. And I was inspired to write this song from, I think, just like a friend who wouldn't shut up. So...
late again, I could tell I would get a delusionist tale of what happened. Your palms are pouring, chest was pounding, breath got shorter like you were surrounded. You've done this redundance, what can you say? Lips gibberish like a kid in pre-K. You say you're gonna change, but every line on your face is the same. You say you're gonna change. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record now. You're like a broken record, broken record now. And I want you to stop before we're too late. But we can't talk about it till you get the record straight. I roll my eyes and wait for a minor variation of the same old tired explanation. But over and over you say this like I got you on repeat on my iTunes playlist. Oh, iTunes, iTunes, I tune you out. I like everything about you but the words out of your mouth. Oh, you say you're gonna change. Every line on your face is the same. You say you're gonna change. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record now. You're like a broken record, broken record now. And I want you to stop before we're too late. But we can't talk about it till you get the record straight. Will your actions scream over whispered words? You'll promise again, but I promise you I've heard it before. Oh, put your money where your mouth is, I think you're going broke. Oh, put your money where your mouth is, I think you're going broken record now. Put your money where your mouth is, broken record. Broken record now. Put your money where your mouth is. Money where your mouth is. I think you're going broke. Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. I think you're going broke. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record.
Thanks so much, Shanna.
You're welcome.
So one thing that I love about your style is you always, and I know that I've shared this with you before, but you have this great way of, you know, taking oftentimes more serious topics, but you have this interesting tone where it's, you're approaching it in a serious way, but there's a lot of like playful melodies with it. There's creative kind of quirky turns of phrases. And I'm just curious, like, who do you listen to, whether it's on a local level or national level, that kind of you may feel that you've been influenced by?
I listen to Ingrid Michaelson and this YouTuber named Julia Nunes and Sarah Bareilles, Jason Mraz, everyone that falls in that Ingrid category. And I want to write. I was thinking about this recently, about like singer-songwriters get this reputation for whining about their feelings. And I don't want to listen to other people whine about their feelings. And that's not like who I am. I live life really happily. So I think I unintentionally do that to everything. I take something that is annoying or painful and I put it in upbeat melody because that's what I would want to listen to.
That's really interesting. And how would you say that your song sort of, what is your typical process for writing songs? Do you start with the melody or, you know, what is typically the origin and how does that grow in an organic way for you?
For me, I usually have a concept or lyrics first. Granted, I've done everything under the sun. I've definitely had songs start with music first or anything, like a backing track I've even tried. But usually the lyrics are my favorite part. They're the thing I think I do best. So I think whatever I write second ends up being not as good as whatever happened first. So my lyrics come first.
Interesting. Yeah. Cool. And I know that you also go to the Boulder in the Round workshops and performances. And I know that one of the workshop sort of challenges was to write a song in a totally different style. What is a different style that you think would be fun, that would be totally different than your typical style to write a song in? What have you toyed with any other genres?
That is a very good question. I wouldn't say I have done that. But, well, you know what? One time I acoustified, like, a Blink-182 song at a show that I played with you, right? So that's more interesting to me than trying to make myself fit another genre. It's like, how can I take something else and put it into my style? So I think that's something I'll start to explore more with time.
I think acoustified is my new favorite verb.
Yeah, why not?
Awesome. Well, thanks, Shanna.
Thank you.
All right. Up next, we have Valerie Bott, and many of us have heard her in the context of a full band called Voodoo Julia, but she's here solo, and I understand you've been playing out a little bit more solo in addition to the band.
I have. I've been trying to put myself out there a little more lately.
That's great. Well, I'd love to hear what you have.
Thanks. This first one's called West Texas Town.
Driving out to meet you, stealing our way. Wind's getting colder, but you have something to say. Past the horizon and the old hunting ground, I drive with the heater on and the windows down in this West Texas town. You say Billy's come back, stays just down the road. Just why he done that, I never will know. He don't ask for nothing, no. He don't make a sound. We pretend to forget, but he won't live it down in this West Texas town. Nothing lasts forever. some things never change. You got the same tomorrow, happened yesterday. You go to work every morning, you learn to keep your head down. Oh, it may not be much, but it won't let you down in this West Texas town. You're what keeps me tied down. You're what keeps me here. Skies in your reflection make everything so clear here. But in the back of your pickup, we can stare at the clouds. Sure, we may be in love, but I can't stick around in this West Texas town.
That may be the first time that I've heard you without your band.
Possibly.
That was great. So I'm curious, you know, I've seen you play out with the Voodoo Julia. You guys totally rock, and I love what you do. And it's great to hear you with, you know, it's great in that context here with, like, the drummer, and, like, you got another electric guitar player seeing mm-hmm. you play electric guitar and bass. And this is totally different, and it's just as good and just a totally different thing. And I'm curious, what has been the biggest challenge for you of going from the full band with Voodoo Julia to performing out solo?
Right. Well, I guess I started performing solo first. And this band I've been with about a year and a half, and performing with other bands maybe about 2.5 years now, but started out just by myself. And so I'm a bit more used to it. I also do a lot of just busking on Pearl Street, and that's helped a lot, gaining that confidence of being just one-on-one with an audience. It's a different feeling than having a whole band behind you, for sure.
Yeah, and it even feels like you have a kind of a different presence when you're performing solo versus with a full band. Mm. So how would you describe that difference?
Definitely. It's kind of, with a full band, you can be different, because I think it's how people see you. It's hard to see one person by themselves. I don't feel I can be as, I don't try to be sexy when I'm by myself. Full band, being sexy, I think really helps the feel of trying to, you know, have a, you know, jazzy, funky feel. But it's intimidating for an audience if it's just you, and you try to be anything other than just kind of authentic and low key.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's hard to be as accessible. By yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally feel that. And I'm curious, you know, this first song that you shared with us about a West Texas town,
mm-hmm.
It reminds me, because I know that you're from Texas.
I am.
It reminds me of something that Daryl Scott said about people when they're raised in a certain area that sort of infiltrates how they hear music and how they write music. And how do you feel that being from Texas has influenced you as a songwriter as opposed to, you know, growing up in Wisconsin or California or somewhere else?
Right. I definitely think I don't want to have a very country feel, but I definitely do. And I definitely feel it in my songs, even though I try to write a lot of, you know, bluesy or other. But it always creeps back in, and so I'm trying to accept it more.
I think it's a great country vibe.
I'm thinking maybe marketing that way would be smart, but it's a hard to accept that because Texas has been something I've pushed away for so long.
Huh.
I moved away from my West Texas town when I was about 13, and I try not to go back too often. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. That was great.
You.
All right, and up next, we have Wellington Bullings.
Hello.
And what are you planning on sharing with us right now?
I'm going to sing a tune that I wrote a long time ago. It's a tune that's kind of stuck with me through many years. It's called Rose Hips. I'm not too much of a hippie, I promise. but this song means a lot to me because for me it's about transformation. And for those who don't really know what a rose hip is, it's basically a wild rose that it transforms into a berry in the fall, and then in the spring it's a rose. So this to me is just about, you know, moving forward and transforming yourself, and just no matter what you've been through, to just keep moving through that. So yeah.
All right, love to hear it.
All right.
You froze my spirit, you broke my heart. Never thought I could breathe again. No, I never thought I could dream again. Till I heard the music. Don't love a sudden. Rose hips are moving. Rose hips are moving left to right, side to side. My soul is blooming. My soul is body, you distill my mind. Never thought I could sing again. No, I never thought I could dream again till I heard the music. All of a sudden, rose hips are. Mistakes I can't revise, but now the day is almost finished and I need to be nourished. And all I know is to follow the heart is gonna take some courage. Oh, rose hips. Rose hips are moving. Rose hips are moving left to right. inside. My soul is blooming. Oh, my soul is blooming.
That was absolutely beautiful, Wellington.
Thank you.
So I understand that you do have formal training, and I'm curious, how much of your style do you feel comes from your formal training, and how much of it comes from your own experimentation and records you've listened to?
I would say most of it comes from experimentation. For me, while I have had a lot of training over the years, one of the main things for me is singing from the heart and finding what feels most comfortable for you in your voice. Everybody has their own style and how they use their voice, and it's very important to me. Even when teaching, it's important to help my students find what feels good in their own voice rather than trying to sound like somebody else, or, you know, trying to, you know, emulate a certain style that may not be authentic to you. So that's very important to me in my style.
Yeah, that definitely comes through. I can really feel that. And speaking of your teaching, what are some of the most gratifying things about working with students in the way that you do?
Oh my goodness, so many things. I would say the most beautiful part of the experience is seeing and you know, watching my students grow and develop, and, you know, see them go through the process of finding their own voice and becoming more comfortable with their voice and how they want to use it in the world. That to me is really special, to be able to see that, especially with a student who's so young, because a lot of my students are very young, seeing them go through that process and how quickly they change and develop and just become more comfortable in their own skin is just, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's kind of like a treat to be able to see that. So it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. And what is the name of the studio that you teach out of?
Wildflower School of Voice in Boulder.
And how do you feel that through teaching, you have actually become, you have learned something?
That's a good question.
Or grown as a musician, or any capacity.
Yeah. I would say, man, I've grown so much as a singer. I think when you're able to express or help somebody else, you know, fix certain bad habits that you develop over time, especially if you're influenced by a lot of different singers who you might, you know, take on a lot of their bad habits just by listening to them or being influenced by them. Being able to kind of pinpoint, you know, what you see in other people in terms of like their, you know, vocal flaws, or their, not flaws, but vocal, you know, issues that they have going on, being able to have that be a reflection of maybe, you know, maybe I can fix this with my singing, or, and also my students, a lot of them are very driven, and a lot of them inspire me to, you know, keep putting myself out there, and, yeah, they really, I would say that the experience of teaching, it inspires me to just be better altogether as a musician. So
that's really great.
Yeah.
So I think we'll circle back around and hear something else from Shanna in a Dress.
Yeah. I'm going to play my new one, which is kind of a risky endeavor because it's only a week old.
I love it.
Yeah. So afterward, just tell me how much you love it. So that,
definitely.
This song is called Super Glue. It really broke a streak of writer's block, and I was feeling stuck not only in writing but in life, and just wondering, like, what am I supposed to be doing here? So then I wrote this.
By the time she was my age, Mom had two kids and full pay, and some inclination of her direction. I went to school, did as I should. That pricey paper did no good. I got a GPS, but no idea what the address is. Uh-oh, you know I want it. Never gonna get it. When there is super glue on the bottom of my shoes, I wanna gallop like a stallion in a field. But that gets hard to do when on the bottom of my shoes is super glue. I try my best to scrape it off. I sit and analyze my faults. If I just had the right tools to scrape it gone. Had it been Elmer's all purpose, maybe then I'd know my purpose. The resistance wouldn't seem so damn strong. Uh-oh, you know I want it. Never gonna get it. When there is super glue on the bottom of my shoes, I wanna gallop like a stallion in a field. But that gets hard to do when on the bottom of my shoes is in a jar, learn they can't jump higher. Done waiting around to ignite my fire. Get out and choose. I'll step out of my shoes. Step out of my shoes. Now, there was super glue on the bottom of my shoes. I can gallop like a stallion in a it's easy to do when on the bottom of my shoes was super, super glue. Barefoot and free and racing, leaving shoes stuck to pavement. Got glitter dreams to face now. Ooh, toughen my soul and chase now.
Dang, girl, for being a week old, it seems pretty mature to me. That's great. Yeah, and I love the finger picking in it, everything.
Thanks.
Yeah. Have you played that for your mom yet?
No.
Are you going to?
I'm hoping she's listening right now. And she's going to be like, oh, I'm in a lyric again.
What do you want to say to your mom right now?
I'm like, she's probably not listening, so. Hi, Mom. Love you.
That's great. So, Shanna, I understand you have some pretty big plans for the future regarding travel. And how do you see, you know, do you want to share what those are and like how music kind of fits into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am going to Switzerland. I'm going to say moving. I am moving to Switzerland, although there's some things that I really want to come back for a few months after moving out. So I'm like, maybe I'm just visiting, but we'll say moving. Then you'll miss me more when I tell you the news. And yeah, and that's happening in mid-June. And I have all these thoughts about what am I going to do with music in terms of like abandoning everything I've built here in Boulder. And I'm from Northern Virginia, so everything, I've already done this once. I've been a musician in a place, like I've gotten people around to care about my music, and then I booked it and moved out here to Boulder and felt like I had to start over. So like, what can I do so that I'm not starting over when I go abroad? And that's when I decided I want to go on YouTube and actually have, I want people to be able to follow what I'm writing and what I'm up to. And so the goal is to, you know, be one of those YouTubers who releases videos weekly. And so I encourage anyone listening, just be on the lookout for Shanna in a dress, because I'm going to, that's my goal. I'm going to be on YouTube so that you don't have to miss me too much when I'm gone.
We'll still miss you. And I think there's a lot of people who are pretty envious that you get to move to Switzerland.
Yeah.
So aside from being on the lookout for Shanna in a dress on YouTube, mm-hmm. what are some current places where people can find out where you're playing and kind of updates periodically?
You can find those at facebook.com/Shanna in a dress. Shanna is spelled S-H-A-N-N-A, two N's. And I'm playing out and about in Boulder. So
yeah, when's your next show?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Great
timing. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm playing at Laughing Goat from 9 to 11 p.m. with Teresa Peterson, Pamela Makala, and I'll have an email list, and I'm in the midst of recording an EP for people to carry around if they want actual physical music anymore. But yeah, I have a lot of stuff in store.
That's great. And when do you plan to release your EP?
March 21st. I'm playing Laughing Goat that night as a EP release show. And this is like a cross your fingers type of event. I was like, I'm going to book my EP release show before I've even recorded one song. So cross fingers, I will have an EP to release for that show that is booked under that title.
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So, Valerie, what do you have next for us?
I have another song I need to tune for.
Yeah.
Just a second. This next song is called Remember Me in Your Arms. It's actually the first song I wrote after song school this past summer that we all attended. and it took me a while to write a song after song school. I think I thought about it too much. So, this is me trying not to think about it so much, but we'll see.
Yeah. I can still recall. Forget the way you said my name.
almost hear some like Natalie Merchant in there or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a compliment.
who are some of the musicians, you know, you listened to growing up that you feel have really influenced your ear and kind of your soul in music? Right.
Well, definitely Bob Dylan. I grew up a lot of Bob Dylan, and I still listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. I also grew up in this time of the radio and MTV, and I like R.E.M. and NXS and U2 and these kind of rock bands that came out. Recently now I'm trying to listen to more women, a lot more female influences like Amanda Palmer, Courtney Barnett, things like that.
Sweet. So I understand you are also working on some recordings. You want to share a little bit about that project?
I am with the band Voodoo Julia. We're working on trying to get some of our original songs on an album. It's a slow process I'm learning, but I'm trying to be patient and hopefully we'll have something by March. That's when we start playing shows again.
That would be great.
That would be great.
So what do you feel with this next batch of tunes for your band? What is there like a through line that kind of keeps all these songs together? Is there something particular about the style that you want them all on this album together?
Not necessarily. We're just working on what we've been playing. I've written the majority of the songs, so they have a country influence. Our guitarist has written some songs that have more of a Louisiana, Baton Rouge kind of a feel, which is, I think, what we've wanted our band to go in. But I always push things to be a little countryer than anyone else, I think, wants.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's good blending of styles. So where can people follow your social media presence?
Yes. Well, for the band, we have voodoojulia.com and on Facebook at voodoojulia. And then my personal website is valerie-music.com. And I'll try to update that now that I've said it out loud.
And do you have any shows coming up, either solo or with a band?
I do. I have on Friday, February the 10th from 6 to 8 at 300 Suns in Longmont. I'll be playing there. Looking forward to it.
That's great. Cool. Well, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
All right, Wellington, what do you have for us?
All right. So this song has been lingering for a while, waiting to be finished. And it's been lingering for a couple years now. And I recently just finished it. So I'm pretty happy about that. Although they say a good song is never really finished. So I'm still trying to polish it up. But the song is called Happens All the Time. And I just wanted to express the very simple things in life that we kind of take for granted. The little things that are somewhat miracles, and they happen all the time. And sometimes we can get so bombarded with information and the media and get so stuck in believing that terrible things are happening all the time. So I just wanted to write this song as a reminder to myself and to maybe other people too, that there are little things that happen that are blessings and that you can appreciate, even though there's all this other craziness going on in the world. These little things are, you know, precious, and life is precious. So here it goes. And also, I've never performed this song before, so it's pretty fresh.
Happens all the time. Flowers bloom and beams of light. Stars continue to shine. Happens all the time. People find love. They don't even try. So why are we so consumed by the things we don't need? There's so much beauty in everything. So baby, come with me. Turn off the TV screen. Something magical happening. It's in the words we speak. It's in the love we breathe. Life's so sweet and full of possibilities. If there's any doubt in your mind where the dreams can really come to life. Happens all the time. Snowflakes fall from the sky, each one a rare design. Happens all the time. Every day there's a new sunrise, colors bleed into light. So why are we so confused by our beliefs that we can't see? That simple truth of our dreams. So baby, come with me. Turn off the TV screen. Something magical happening. It's in the words we speak. It's in the love we breathe. Life's so sweet and full of possibilities. If there's any doubt in your mind where the dreams can really come to life. Happens all the time. Oh, more than you think. Happens all the time.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Wellington, I understand you are also working on a recording project right now.
I am.
So, yes. What is the concept for that?
The concept is that it's going to be done this year. So, the concept behind the EP that I'll be recording is I want to record all original music, of course, that is really raw and from the heart. For me as an artist, and I think for many artists out there, it's there's a struggle to get things done sometimes because you have sort of a perfectionist way of going about things that doesn't help with getting things finished. So for me, something that's been really important on my journey as an artist is trying to be as honest as I can be in my music without, you know, filtering out too much, which I've found that, you know, I've done that in the past. And as a writer, as a songwriter, I really want to be as honest and as raw with my music as I can. So this EP is something that I want to be as, you know, kind of bare bones and raw and, you know, really honest and really, I really want to express who I am authentically through this EP. So that's kind of the gist of it. And of course, there's many influences. Like I'm very influenced by jazz and soul. So it's this particular album will be very soulful and will have a lot of jazz and kind of Latin-y sort of influences. But yeah, it's taking form right now, so we'll see where it ends up. But that's my project for the time being.
That's great. And I understand you often perform with a full band. Will this recording have a full band?
Yes, it will.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's great. So where can people follow the progress of not only this recording project, but also your upcoming shows?
They can get all the updates on my website. It's wellingtonbullings.com. And I update everything up there, where I'm playing and the process of the EP. And yeah, everything you need to know is up there, and where you can reach me in terms of private lessons, private vocal lessons. So, yeah.
That's great. Again, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and we have the Coalition of Women Songwriters showcase with Wellington Bullings, Shanna in a Dress, and Valerie Bott live on the air with our live studio audience, which has been really great. And it's great because although I've met all of these ladies directly through the Coalition of Women Songwriters, which is an organization that meets once a month here at KGNU in Boulder, our next meeting is actually next week on Monday at 6:15. What's cool is I know each of you also in different capacities within the music community, such as the Left Hand Artist Group in Longmont, such as Boulder in the Round, and as well as Song School, that Valerie, that you mentioned. And just as sort of like an open discussion from you ladies, based on your involvement in all of these like sort of micro communities within the music community here in the Boulder area, how do you feel like you've grown as a musician or as a person, or what have you gained from these different organizations?
It's definitely a very supportive area, I've found. Mm-hmm. Other artists are very open to sharing the process and helping you get started. The community's been very good for me personally.
Yeah, I love it. I was thinking about how I think I'm a part of maybe 6 or 7 different groups where I get to meet different musicians and songwriters, and any diversity of people that come in your life ends up, you know, making you grow and improve in ways you wouldn't have gotten if you were just in your room making songs. So one thing I think I've really gotten out of these groups is I've gotten to know the leaders of them, like you, Riley, right? And mm-hmm. I am so inspired by people have an idea and they just do it. And I was thinking, you know what? When I'm in Switzerland, I kept wondering, like, what if there's no music community there? Now I'm thinking, hey, I could just kind of start one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with these ladies. It's definitely the community that makes this place special for artists. It's a very nurturing community, and everyone seems very open to helping everybody else out, which you don't normally find other places around the world. I've lived in Boston for a couple years, and it's a completely different environment. And I would say that it's not as nurturing as you know, our community here in Boulder. And I think it's something that, you know, we do have a special thing going on here with, you know, our community of different types of, you know, artists that come together and just they want to create. And there's something just very pure about that. And, you know, I really appreciate the community. And yeah, I think that's what makes it special.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think we have time for 2 or 3 more songs if we want to go through one more time.
This is a perfect segue into the Boulder song.
Yeah.
Boulder song.
It's like, just like we planned, right, Shannon? So Shannon moves over to the piano. Just want to thank you for tuning in to KGNU Boulder, Denver. This is the cabaret program, which happens every Tuesday evening. And so Shanna is now set up at the piano. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the Boulder song because it seems appropriate to follow up a conversation with how wonderful and nurturing Boulder is with a song that makes fun of Boulder.
I like it.
Oh, I'm a Boulderite, I live the Boulder life. I'm friendly as can be, who wouldn't want to be friends with me? Oh, I'm a Boulderite, I live the Boulder life. The first question I ask anyone is, do you climb? Oh, you top rope, I do lead. Have you seen that guy climb? He can't do more than a 5'3". I'm a Boulderite, I live the Boulder life. And you can bet your booty I'm a trophy wife. Yeah, I don't spank my kids. They need to play and be free. I pack their organic lunches full of chia seeds. I'm meat-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. I'm grain-free, and I'm a freak. And man, my diet's satisfying. I rock the flannel. I'm really proud of my beard. Just got a Patagonia hat. You wanna go get a beer? I've got an epic pass, work for a startup company. I say I came here for the mountains, I'm really here for the weed. Oh, I'm a Boulderite, I live the Boulder life. My carbon footprint's so small, I read by candlelight. Yeah, I pedal my fixie, donate to Greenpeace. Found a way to power my home with my own feces. I drink kombucha, what? And I can beat ya. Ooh, cause I'm that 90-year-old running up Sanitas. It's cold out there, but I ain't scared. Yeah, I'm an REI member, so I come prepared. Oh, black tea, some meditation is my morning ritual. But I'm not religious, I'm more spiritual. What's that you say? Your boss is a jerk. Well, I can cure anything with my energy work. Boulder, Boulder. We never give the cold shoulder, but we're better than you. Boho chick, the guys strike up a talk. Yeah, my favorite position is downward dog. My Free People top shows off my lotus tattoo. My boyfriend and I go hiking in our five-finger shoes. That's right, I'm cooler than you. Good with a hula hoop. Let's everybody pack into my Subaru. I'm a Boulderite, I'm way better than you. I actually know where to throw my trash in the bins at Whole Foods. Oh, I'm gluten-free, I'm just here for the weed. I'm a triathlete, I meditate and drink tea. I live the Boulder life, who wouldn't want to be friends with me?
That's so Boulder, Shanna.
That's so Boulder. I always wonder. I'm like, I wonder who will like this song more, Boulder people or Denver people?
That's great. All right, Valerie, what else do you have for us?
I have another song. This is called 50 Pound Line, more of a story song.
I live upstairs from old Joe. He's been there a long, long time. And he goes down to old Mexico with one thing on his mind. Oh, he's just got one thing on his mind. He might be gone till summer. He could be back. next week. He's got the neighbors talking. They say it adds to his mystique. Oh, they say it adds to his mystique. But it ain't no señorita. No, it ain't no pretty girl. And it ain't no tequila. Oh, but I know what rocks his world. He's got a rod and a reel and a 50-pound line. He says the water's warm and the fishing's fine. And the fishing's fine. Old Joe made me a confession. Sharing a fifth of gin. You know some things are too young to keep, but they're hard to throw back in. Oh, they're so hard to throw back in. The game's always feast or famine. The worms even have a day. But you sure as hell ain't gonna catch nothing if you ain't out on the bay. Oh, if ain't out on the bay. Cause there ain't no señorita. No, there ain't no pretty girl. And there ain't no tequila. Oh, but I know what rocks his world. He's got a rod and a reel and a 50-pound line. He says the water's warm and the fishing's fine. Fine. You see, men are like fish, they get in trouble when they open their mouth. And I swear I caught a marlin when I didn't even bag me a trout. But the sunshine and the women both get hotter farther you travel south. Oh, but there ain't no señorita. Oh, there ain't no pretty girl. And there ain't no tequila. Oh, but I know what rocks his world. He's got a rod and a reel and a 50-pound line. He says the water's warm and the fishing's fine. And the fishing's fine. And the fishing's fine.
All right, thanks again for tuning in.